The Africa Report.
From the continent with Africa.com's editor Soko Sibiya, who joins us every morning. And if you want more lovely or good news coming out of the African continent, you can visit their website, which is www.africa.com. Soko, good morning.
Good morning, Abungile, and to your listeners.
I'm hoping you are having a wonderful, wonderful morning. But nonetheless, top 10 best luxury hotels in Africa. What are those?
Yes, you know, we're winding down the year, and, you know, this is the time when people start thinking about their holidays. And if you actually haven't booked something, you're a bit late. But, you know, you can always think about next year's holidays or even just try something up for now. We've come up with the 10 best luxury hotels in East Africa. Now, you know, we've really gone for the best, you know, the cream of the crop, where people who have, you know, who have got money to spare. And these are and these are the hotels that normally cater for the elite, for the very rich, or for people who are ordinary who just save their life savings just to come to Africa. there are people who are like that, actually. So, you know, they will plan for that 19-day safari trip in East Africa. You know, there are tour groups that do that, who want to just come and see the Big Five, go to, and East Africa offers all of that, you know. The safari lodges in that region, you get hotels where during breakfast you have giraffes, you know, sticking their heads in through just to come see the patrons and stuff. So, you know, it's those type of vibes, you know, where you can actually, you feel like nature is at your doorstep. So we've come up with 10 of them. When you go to the website, you can check them all out. And it just gives another picture. I think many of us sometimes, you know, we can get stuck in the narrative or in the image of what Africa looks like. You know, it's not all mud huts. It's beautiful, luxurious homes. It's colonial-style architecture. Some of them are actually even indigenously African architecture or structures that have been converted into these beautiful luxury tented camps, you know, in the side or the cliff side of a mountain, and you're just by a lagoon or something, or you're just by yourself, and you just look at all these homes, tell you the history about it, and basically even tell you how much the rates go for. So for some, like the first one, which is in Kenya, you'll find a double room which goes at 7,600 rand per night. So, you know, if you've got that kind of money to spend, you know, you wanna be away, you're taking someone out. I mean, this is the reason why Kate Middleton was brought to Africa and supposed to here, because it's a beautiful, romantic place. And, you know, just take a look at all the hotels we've got, and then you can start planning your trip for next year.
So, if I'm paying close to 8,000 rands a month, a night, I meant to say, it had better. I don't want to hear a mosquito anywhere near my room. And what do you get for 7,500 rands? What do you get?
Okay, so let me tell you, the House of Maine, which is located in Nairobi. It basically gives you over-the-top interior design. It's perfect for sophistication and elegance. And it's just warm hospitality. So you get things like an outdoor pool, which is your own sometimes. You know, you get a terrace. You get the exclusivity of being alone. And as I said, you know, you might not like a mosquito. But from someone who's coming from Europe or the US, they want that vibe. That's the vibe they're coming for. So, you know, just to hear the crickets, the crickets in the creek, the you know, when they hear things like the zebras, I almost said zebras, listen to me, you know, the zebras and the giraffes, you know, when they can hear the animals near the watering hole, they can hear the grunts at night. That's what they want to hear. They want to feel like they're in Africa, you know, and the whole image that they've had for all their lives. That's what you want to hear. And it's just the hospitality of it all, you know. It's the best of the best. It's the Egyptian cotton linens. It's the, you know, it's the service that's impeccable. It's the privacy that, you know, that you get. And it's just, you know, the sheer luxury that you just wake up and, you know, you're just taken care of. And people are willing to pay that much for it.
It's the way you say it, Soko. It's like you can, you're already there. I can see your face now as you're like, it's the linen. It's the all. Oh, it is this. It is, you can see it. I'm sure you can see it. Nonetheless,
yes,
Soko, thank you so much once again for joining us this morning. We do this again tomorrow morning.
Thank you.
Cheers. So good to be here. Editor at Africa.com. For more of their stories, do visit www.africa.com. Nonetheless,